New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
This is New Hampshire Now for the 8th day of April 2019. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the show brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu, offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well, including clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. This hour also presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, caring for the behavioral health of the community. Find out more about Riverbend by checking out riverbendcmhc.org. The New Hampshire Now program, as always, proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy, provide tremendous learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visitnhcolleges.com for more information. New Hampshire Now, also proudly presented by New Futures. New Futures, educate, advocate, collaborate. For more information, check out new-futures.org. We have a great edition of the New Hampshire Now program for you today. I talked with Pete Buttigieg while he was in Concord this past weekend, briefly as he left his event at Gibson's. And I was interested in some key aspects of his campaign where he is fighting in areas where Republicans have predominantly had success. He is trying to form a Christian left. He is trying to talk to the Springsteen voters, those rural Americans who have seen their jobs and their communities devastated by economic conditions over really the last 40 years. We're going to talk, he talks with them directly. And also the fight for the American flag. In the amount of protests that individuals have made, whether it's about police brutality or other issues, an indirect result from, you know, protesting, taking a knee during the national anthem, is that you have given, if you are a protester, you know, Donald Trump or Republicans, the flag. And the flag has become kind of a Republican thing, the national anthem. When you are protesting the national anthem, you're protesting the country, that in some ways becomes more of a Republican thing instead of fighting and saying, no, this is my country, it's my national anthem, it's my flag. So protesting those things, in my view, has a counter effect. And we're going to talk about that with Pete Buttigieg in just a moment, but I want to let you know this segment of the program brought to you by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. I encourage you to check out Suncook Dental at suncookdental.com for more information. Right now, my conversation with Pete Buttigieg as he was in Concord on Saturday.
Great to be joined by Pete Buttigieg here in Concord. And really interested in your candidacy for a couple particular reasons. You're talking differently than other Democrats have in the past and political figures, particularly in two issues, Christianity and also economic opportunity. What do you see as being the need on your part to take back Christianity from the right? And is it important for Democrats to talk to voters that perhaps they haven't talked to in the past?
I think it's wrong to assume that the only way a religious person can vote is with the right. God does not belong to a political party. Now, I believe in the separation of church and state and that politicians need to represent people of any faith and of no faith. But I can tell you that my faith points me in a direction of being involved in a progressive way, lifting up the least among us, being there for the prisoner and the stranger and the immigrant and the poor. And to me, that has very real political implications. I don't think we should be afraid to talk about where we believe Scripture points us if we think that harmonizes with a broader progressive message.
Springsteen voters, group of individuals that Trump did very well with in the last election, individuals who care about economic opportunity, jobs returning to small towns in rural America. How do you go about not just reaching them, but creating an economic message that brings them success and prosperity? parity?
First of all, we got to acknowledge that people in industrial communities like mine have been let down by Democratic and Republican presidents for decades. But that's precisely why we need leadership now that is focused on lifting wages, on making sure people have good benefits, health care, the ability to organize, all of the things that helped us build a strong middle class. And I just refuse to believe that the only way to reach the middle class or the Midwest is through a prism of resentment. I think that people in industrial communities like mine are hopeful. They want to look to the future. They just need to know that somebody in that political process is standing up for them.
Another thing is the fight for the American flag, so to speak, in that the Republican Party uses the American flag, as we saw with President Trump in the NFL and so forth. Do you feel that there needs to be a push by your candidacy and others to reclaim the American flag, which has become kind of a Republican symbol as opposed to an American symbol, and create an element where individuals are believing in that regardless of political affiliation?
Yeah, the whole point of the American flag is it belongs to all of us. It doesn't belong to one political party. And when I went into a war zone with that American flag velcroed to the shoulder of my uniform in Afghanistan, I knew that I was there to serve everybody. And we should not treat that. It diminishes America, and it diminishes the flag to treat it like it's the property of one political party. I believe that my party actually has better answers on national security than our competition right now. We just shouldn't be afraid to go out there and explain it.
Thanks. Mayor Pete, great to see you.
Thank you.
Interesting stuff there. We'll talk more with him in a week or so when he comes back to the Granite State. And, of course, New Hampshire primary interviews presented by Rath, Young & Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. For information, check out rathlaw.com. And also interviews on the campaign trail presented by New Futures. Advocate is a verb. Check them out at new-futures.org. We're going to return my conversation from down in Nashua with U.S. Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado. He's an intriguing individual who is looking to bring something else to this conversation. We talk with Michael Bennett up next on the New Hampshire Now program.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council, and also by New Futures.